we begin with a little known drug that some use for pain, others for recreation. It's legal, but only until the end of this month.
It's known as Kratom, and those who use it are fighting the ban.
That's right, Mark and Dee. This substance will soon be a Schedule I drug, meaning it has absolutely no medical value. But some that use it claim Kratom can be taken as an alternative to pain medications and even to heroin.
Kratom. It's a legal substance sold on the internet and locally, but soon to be outlawed and classified as a Schedule I drug. The stuff will only be on shelves for 10 more days, leaving users without.
Most people definitely use it for pain, depression, anxiety, PTSD, restless leg syndrome, fibromyalgia.
Kratom hasn't been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and it's labeled not for human consumption when sold. Christopher Diotis began using the substance after a painful car accident and claims the drug helped him kick his dependence on strong pain medications.
The first day I took it, I didn't wake up with any cold sweat anymore. I got off the oxycodone right away, didn't need anything else, and I got back to my normal life literally within about 6 days.
According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, Kratom is a tropical tree native to Southeast Asia. The DEA has reported several cases in which the substance has caused psychosis in users, in addition to other dangerous side effects.
Kratom can have some opioid effects, which are similar to, you know, they create a sense of pain relief. But on the other hand, it also has these stimulant effects, which can cause people to have a really high heart rate and can also cause them to have really high blood pressure.
Users like Diotis argue that the drug should be researched more before being thrown into the same category as other Schedule I drugs such as heroin, ecstasy, marijuana, and LSD. His signature is one of 130,000 on a petition urging the government not to ban the substance. Whether claims of Kratom's health benefits are true or not, the drug will no longer be sold after September 30th.
The DEA is citing an imminent hazard to public safety as the reason for the ban. I spoke with several smoke shops around Boise, all of whom declined to be on camera, and they told me I would be surprised by the amount of Kratom they sold on a daily basis.